I think I will, what I want to do is just summarize these findings and then quickly say a little bit about negative stereotypes. So what we find is that neighborhood stress, independent of financial strain, is one pathway through which low family income increases psychological distress in mothers. And in more disadvantaged neighborhoods, the benefits of social support for parenting are diminished. And in low social control neighborhoods, the relationship between psychological distress and the mother and inept child management is amplified. And one other point that I wanted to make, but I won't have time to, is that the effects of parenting depend on neighborhood context. I think it's a really important thing for people to understand that there are no universally appropriate parenting strategies. I mean, short of everybody would agree that child abuse is not an appropriate a way to parent. So I want to come back to that at some point during the discussion, perhaps. Okay. Negative racial stereotypes. We know that these negative stereotypes of African Americans continue to exist. We have data showing that a large percentage of whites view African Americans as less intelligent, less having greater preference to live off welfare, and harder to get along with socially. And these are recent data, I should say. Okay, so if children are aware of these negative racial stereotypes, and they are, children as young as six are aware of these broadly held racial stereotypes. And these are quotes from studies that have been done of, like, white people think black people are not smart. White people don't like black people. Well, so what we know is African-American children think about racism and stereotypes in more complex ways than non-African-American children. So they're more likely, for example, to distinguish between stereotypes or beliefs, attitudes, and behavior. And they also are more likely to talk about how power underlies a lot of racism, okay? The power relationship between African Americans and whites. So what is the significance of a couple of points on this slide? Children become more aware of broadly held racial stereotypes as they get older. That's what this graph shows here. And at each, the other thing that it shows is that at each age, African-American children and Latino children are more likely than European-American children to be aware of broadly held stereotypes. But I think more than that, we want to know what is the significance of these stereotypes for children's development. And here's just one example of the significance. African-American children and Latino children perform significantly worse under diagnostic conditions than non-diagnostic conditions. And this is basically a replication of Claude Steele's work, but he's done his work with college-age students. What we're finding, what they find, is that if you tell African-American children that they are going to be administered a test, they perform less well under those circumstances than if you tell them, this isn't a test. You're taking this to help us understand how children process information or something of that sort, something very vague. But if you tell them that it's a test of ability, they perform less well than if you tell them, it's the same thing, but you tell them, it's not a test of your ability, it's a test, you're helping us understand some issue here. So that's one of the consequences of these, awareness of these negative racial stereotypes. Okay. And I would just say that African-American parents are aware of these racial stereotypes, and one of the things that they try to do is to racially socialize their children about their cultural heritage and about the importance of having positive racial pride. So that's the part of my talk that had to do with culture. My time is up. I would just say that the issue around socialization of children's racial pride and of African-American children's racial pride and sense of cultural heritage is really very important to their long-term development, and the research suggests that it is important to their achievement based on what we know about the correlates of education resilience in African-American children. So I'm going to stop here and have Aisha talk. turn it over to Aisha.